Hello, and welcome back to the Tax Advisor and Biz Coach Success Podcast. The purpose of these episodes is to help entrepreneurs become more successful, avoid tax and other business headaches. Remember to tune in frequently, as we will be sharing tips, secrets, and expert recommendations in how you can manage your finances, improve wealth, and grow your business. Please like, share, and subscribe. Here's your host, Liz Soria.
Oh, hello, welcome again. This is Liz Soria. I am a tax accountant and also business advisor. And in this video, I really want to talk about obviously the stimulus updates and also unemployment, because I know it's one of the biggest concerns that we are having right now, you know, with our economy, right? So I came across this wonderful article about money that has been sitting around actually in one of the relief funds for COVID. And what really is shocking to me is that they haven't even yet come to an agreement. And this has been over 10 days since we know these monies are sitting in just an account there to be used, while Americans out there are still, you know, having such a hard time trying to do ends meet, right? So if this is your first time coming across my channel, please like, share, and comment if you find it valuable, obviously. And I think one of the most important things that I want to bring up, because I think it's really, really important, is the fact is that I know there's a lot of people out there that are going through really, really tough financial hardship as I'm recording this, but yet it seems like our government is just kind of sitting back and, you know, just trying to scratch their heads and figure out whether or not this might be the right time, you know, to actually, you know, start releasing those funds. And it's disturbing to me is that, like I say, I have clients who are very small business owners and some who are just, you know, solo entrepreneurs, right? And they're seeing a, you know, an effect in their side of the business because people are afraid to spend money because, again, I mean, so many people have been furloughed and some people have been completely eliminated their jobs. So obviously, this is an economic domino effect is what I call it. I mean, when we're lacking money, it's going to create an effect that's going to just it's going to hurt everyone across the board. But here, I'm going to go ahead and share this for some of you who are going to be watching the video. I also have an audio part of this series that I'm creating for the second stimulus check and unemployment. So there's going to be a few episodes. If you haven't seen some of the other ones that I have created a couple weeks ago, I think it's very still valid information if you'd be interested in watching that or listening to it. But anyhow, let's go ahead and jump into this one. The $300 billion, let me say that, yeah, with a big B, $300 billion in COVID relief funds for stimulus checks. So here it is. I mean, a wonderful article coming from the New York Post, and I will go ahead and share in the description box where if you'd like to go back and just read the entire article, that's it's going to be available there for you. But here it is, President Trump, it says that here that Congress needs to approve a $300 billion in an unused coronavirus pandemic relief fund. Now, you know, Trump said that the White House press briefing that consider redirecting these funds, you know, to the Congress, and all they need to do is really get it approved. But apparently, as we know, we've been having a little bit here of a game between, you know, the blue and the red side of the politicians. I'm very neutral. I'm in the middle. I really, you know, at this point, honestly, I really don't care which party wins, because I think, as far as I know, we need a big major change in this country to make it better. And while, you know, we're in a very bad economical situation, but here's $300 billion. And, you know, Trump is saying here in this article that he's willing to spend it and he'd like to get it approved from Congress. And apparently all he's waiting, it's really to, you know, get a yes. I mean, an agreement between the two parties, right? So again, we're pointing fingers here. Trump points a finger back to Congress, right? And pretty much it comes down to this. It says right here that all he needs is you know, Democrats, it says the Democrats in Congress to issue a one sentence approval for him to redirect the funds. So again, what I find very interesting in all this, you know, situation that we've been having lately is that, you know, you have Trump pointing a lot of fingers to the blue sign, right? Because again, well, we know he's not, you know, he's a Republican. So this is a common situation. And to kind of try and blame Democrats when they have been trying to struggle and get this running since 5 months ago. I mean, here we are, folks, you know, at the end of the month of March, and we're still waiting for 5+ months, waiting Americans to get a second stimulus checks. I mean, it just blows my mind. It really does. That, you know, we have in such a situation, but yet it's like they're just sitting back and taking their time. And I want to finalize by saying that I'm very aware of what's going on there. And the reality is it's very sad. And I just, when I see that there's billions of dollars sitting somewhere and they're just not using it. And it's just, it's like they're just giving us, you know, run around and excuses after excuses while all of you are, you know, trying to do ends meet, whether you lost your jobs and hopefully you're still getting some unemployment. But if not, I mean, it's situation is going to get more aggravated. I don't know what, you know, what are they waiting for? And again, it's not about pointing fingers because I'm tired of that. I don't know about you, but I am, you know, and again, whose fault can we, you know, blame here? It's no one's fault. Let's just take action. Let's do the right thing. We have people in the White House, in Congress, you know, in the Senate, that they're there to represent us. They're there to work for us. That's why we put them there in the first place. And it feels like they're not doing completely the work that they need to do. And it's just, I think my suspicious is that I'm suspicious that what they're going to do is wait until last minute. And I hope, folks, that I'm really, really wrong about this. I think they're going to wait until we get closer to election, and then each party's gonna just jump up and they're gonna say, oh, we're the one who saved the Americans. Well, I hope I'm wrong with that because we need help as of 5 months ago, okay? Not now, it was 5 months ago when we have a stimulus only for $1,200. And I still think that was ridiculously, really ridiculously low because there's so many other countries providing so many a lot larger funds out there. And I'm going to do a separate, you know, recording just on that, because I think some of you might be really shocked to hear the truth. That's right, the truth of what other countries, including Europe, had done for their citizen, all the way from providing them higher unemployment, having them bigger stimulus checks, and not making people wait. I mean, here we are, one of the greatest and most economical, strong countries, really? And Americans are having a hard time and going to the food bank because they can barely put any food on their plate and especially support their entire family. I'm a little tired of that. I was born in this country and I'm very proud American, but I have to say, when I see these kind of things and injustice, it really, really boils my blood. So anyhow, I hope this information has served you some way. Money is out there. I mean, definitely the government has billions of dollars and trillions if they really wanted to help the rest of the American, economy. But again, they're just pointing fingers to each other. And it's just, I think it's just the wrong attitude. So anyhow, again, if you find any value to this, I'd love to hear your comments. And as always, you know, it helps our channels to share and comment. And like I said, you could probably look up there, I don't know which site it is, but there's other videos that I have created about the stimulus checks and about many other things that I talk about, by the way. So anyhow, I hope to see you in the next video. And in the meantime, stay safe. And like I said, try to stay as optimistic as possible because I know the things are not easy. And we can only do the best we can at this point. So you take care of yourself and I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye. Take care.